We are back at the Gwinnett Chamber, Global Chamber Mixer at the Gas South Convention Center, and joining me now is Vaishali Joshi with the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce. And for those that may not be familiar with the Georgia Indo-American Chamber, tell us exactly what you guys do, who you are, and also Indo is not, as we talked about before during this interview, it's not Indonesia, it's Indian.
It's Indian, that's correct.
But we think maybe Indian was taken, so we couldn't go with Indian, so we went with
Could be. That was, it's, the organization was formed 25 years ago.
Okay.
So it's the 25th anniversary, and this chamber is a unique chamber. What it does is it tries to promote business and trade between Georgia and India. So India as a country and Georgia as a state. So we want everyone to come do business with Georgia, and that's our focus. And through the years, we've been doing many networking events. We have our trade events every year, two of them. One is in Atlanta Indian Film Festival. That's been happening for about 6 or 7 years. And we have a trade event that happens every year where we bring industrialists from India to come see, do business with Georgia, where they will come open up businesses, and then they will employ people, use the local resources, and add value to Georgia.
The Indian population, especially here in Gwinnett County, is huge. Can you give us an idea of the number of Indian businesses and residents that live here?
Have no idea, but every other business is Indian owned. But
it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, because I was gonna joke. It seems like every other business is owned by an Indian. Why is that? What is it? Is it the work ethic? Is it the opportunity where they see a chance to do well? Why is it that the Indian community is so successful when it comes to business?
Well, I think this is my personal opinion. It's really about work ethics and family support and support from community. And that's what keeps them going. They work hard to support their families, make them happy, whatnot.
I have some good friends that are Indian, and they own their own business, and they're very successful.
True.
So
it is
amazing.
True, absolutely.
And Gwinnett County seems to be the hot spot. Like, this is where you should be. What is it about Gwinnett County that is attracting these businesses?
Well, I think Gwinnett County has opened the doors to all possibilities. That's, again, my personal opinion. And there is, you know, it's a simple fact that when you're driving from one county to another, you come into Gwinnett and all of a sudden the roads are so much better. They're well planned. You know, everything is so well planned, and it shows that the tax dollars are put back into the community, and it's more inviting. Gwinnett Chamber has been wonderful in hosting different events and making it inclusive for everyone, and so has Gwinnett County.
You're here tonight enjoying some great food, networking, and so forth. What have you enjoyed about tonight so much?
Well, I've been coming here for a few years for this event, and what I really like is how everyone is so, they're willing to talk. They're willing to talk about what they do, and they're willing to hear. And meeting great people, great ideas, great food, not to mention, and great drinks. So that's always the plus point.
Absolutely. Tell us something about India that most people may not know about.
Something about India. So in India, every state has its own culture. So the cuisine changes from state to state. The language changes from state to state. So and an average person from India can easily speak 4 languages. So and English being one of them, Hindi, which is a national language, being the second, local regional language being the third, and the fourth would be something that they would speak at home, which would be their mother tongue. So that's what many people don't know.
Wow. Can you recommend a great, authentic Indian restaurant in the Gwinnett County area?
Asma's Cuisine, right here. They're here, you know, giving out food, letting people sample. I've had everything and anything they've made. It's delicious. So, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
For those that would like to find out more about the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce, what's the website?
The website is giacc.net. Feel free to go on it and subscribe for newsletters and upcoming events to stay in touch, and love to be love to see you as a corporate sponsor and an individual member soon.
And you don't have to be an Indian-owned business to be
absolutely
a member.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Our board comprises of all different folks from different walks of life. They're either doing business in Georgia across the border or, you know, they've been members for a long, long time. So, yeah, you do not need to be just an Indian to be a member.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mike. Lovely talking to you.